Big shout out to everybody texting in. They're sharing the mask project information. Mask Project Tampa Bay. People are selling that through. So I'm loving that right there.
Big shout out to everybody except for this one guy who's been yelling on me. He's been yelling at me on the phone. I had to stop him.
What happened?
Just listen to him, man. Pick up the phone.
Freak Show, hello.
Hey, yo. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's your name?
My name's Devin.
Devin, what's good?
Man, I really appreciate you guys, but I'm just not digging you guys lately.
Oh.
What?
What's going on, man? What happened? How we get voted off the island?
No love.
For real, you guys are great, but, man, all this talk lately, man, the doom and gloom, it's not working for me at all. I'm sure it's not working for a lot of people, man.
What should be doom and gloom? The coronavirus? We got to do updates on it. There's somebody, we all living it. What are you, stuck at home?
No, man, we're not all living it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, ever since the quarantine, my game with women, I mean, I don't know if you realize this, women with zero kids are always available. And I'm not laughing, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're out there still on the prowl.
Oh, dude, I've had four girls on my wish list, my dream list, have hit me up in the last 2 weeks.
Ooh, damn. Wow. They bored or what?
So, and you went over there?
No, man. They came over to my house.
So,
and then I went back over to their house the next day for most of them, too.
I mean, so wait, are you even remotely nervous about moving about like that? Just moving easy with this whole lockdown thing going on? I mean, you know, there's germs out there that can literally kill you.
Right.
But, you know, they're home alone. And they have no kids, they're quarantined, you know, they're bored and they're horny, I'll be honest with you.
Oh,
and I finally got my opportunity, and I'm going to pound on that if I can, you know.
My God.
Tell us how you really feel.
Wow. Okay. You can get really sick, though, not just STDs these days.
I mean, that's not really the safest thing to be doing right now. I'll just say that out loud.
Well, dude, I mean, I take condoms with me. And I use them.
So he's a little safe.
Bro, unless it's a body condom, I don't really think you understand it. The coronavirus is real. You just, it feels irresponsible.
Devin, are you one of these guys that because you're a little bit younger, you feel like this isn't necessarily applicable to you? You're not older. You're not in one of those categories where you're at risk?
I know that you guys are all worried, and I am concerned. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But look, the reality is, I got to live my life, and I'm going to do me. And if I got these opportunities, I'm not going to just say no to them. I mean, I'm not going to stop my life completely. You know, I'm a young guy, man. I got urge. I got needs. I got stuff going on.
You can't
on my
stop.
Body.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, I mean, Diddy.
God.
All right, hey, man, listen. I'm just going to say there's a lot of people out there probably cussing at the radio right now. But, homie, be safe. And I guess pick wisely, because if you got a chick that maybe is traveling about, or maybe you ain't the only one she hooking up with.
How about just stay
and
home?
And we'll keep it fun for you, but, you know.
Yeah, please, man. Get back to your stuff.
Yeah, we'll do that. Well, you get back to your stuff.
Yeah,
all right?
Stay in the house.
You stay safe.
I will. Trust me.
All right, bro.
Some people, for real.
All right, so basically, he's saying that he's still dating and still comfortable, which I don't necessarily know if I'd be comfortable with that. If you got somebody, even if you got somebody who you're dating, like you've already met them or whatever, like you've been out on dates prior to the lockdown, would you still move that carefully?
If I
mean,
I
would you
like
still
carelessly,
I should say, would you still move about like, hey, girl, I want to fall through. I'm going to grab something to drink. Come over. Like, because you don't know, like you could get it at the, not get it, but you could be exposed to the germs and bringing it into their house.
And, things will lead to something if you guys end up hanging out at night, Netflix and chill.
I mean, no, these are people who are having sex. We realize that. I get it. But what I'm saying is if a person is coming to your place, you're allowing the germs or whatever they got to come in.
Yes.
Not to sexual germs.
In your home.
I mean, like this thing until we learn a little bit more about it. So I don't know if casual dating is still going on. Are you still casually dating? Are you still, like, if the person who you knew or you are hooking up, but I mean, I'm not going to even talk about randoms because that's just irresponsible. But are you still trusting if your booty call or your friend with benefits?
What if it was somebody?
Can your friend with benefits still come through?
What if it was somebody that you were dealing with before this whole
thing
broke
up? That's what I'm saying.
Up?
That's your friend with benefits. Somebody who you trust. But now they go to work every day.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they essential like us. So they go to work. So they're out there in the element, and then they call you tonight and say, hey, girl, you know, everybody home. I got some wine. You know, you want to come through? Are you going?
People like this scare me, because if you don't even care about your own personal health, then how are you going to even care about anybody else's? He doesn't. He doesn't care at all. He wants to do is get some.
But
he can't even pause for a couple weeks. 2-3 weeks?
I don't know. We got text coming in. 888-429-0941. Who is this douche? I don't understand why he's out here putting us all at risk. We should have asked him about his grandparents, because that brings it into everybody's kind of circle. Like, hey, what about if somebody was out there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a grandparent or you got an older parent or something like that, that kind of is a sobering thing, part of it.
Of course. You don't want to infect anybody else in your family.
No, nobody telling Devin to stop, but he can take a pause for the cause.
That's what I'm saying.
Rob just wrote in, y'all are crazy. My husband could get it at work, and I'm going to smash.
There's still a big swath of people that aren't taking this seriously. I see them all over social media. They either think it's not it doesn't apply to them, or it's some kind of media hoax, conspiracy theory. They're definitely out there.
Well, somebody said, hang up on Devin. He's ignorant. Now, I mean, he's gone, but Crystal just wrote, he nasty. I bet his house is filthy. Are you guys really giving this guy airtime? Not giving airtime, but I mean, if this conversation, if you have somebody like that who has it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's thinking with the wrong
body
brain,
part,
organ, whatever. Yeah. If they're not focused, having this conversation at least could tell the people who are out there, like, yo, that ain't the move.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if people are out there doing that, if this is popular because people are on socials, kind of like, yo, I'm still going to the beach, you know, I'm still doing what I do, blah, blah, blah. If they're out there and being that ignorant, then that would be the time to have this conversation to say, yo, I get it.
Right.
All of us are young, you know, some are younger, and everybody got urges or whatever, but you want to move smart.
And not all guys are acting like this, but this is where some guys get a bad rap. You know, you hear about these situations, now you're like, oh, God, are there really people out there that just don't care?
This is dope out of 786. It says, mature relationships would understand. My boyfriend lives in Orlando, and I live in Sarasota. We are being very careful. We can't handle the fact of infecting each other. It's called being mature.
Right.
Be safe, freak show. That conversation right there that we just had with the 786 wouldn't have happened if Idiot Boy wasn't on there.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to act like either you have the disease or the people around you have the disease. That's how you should
Surgeon General said that. Act like you got it.
Right.
Basically, now the thing is, if you acting like you got it and you got somebody who's your boo thing and they were your boo thing before this, you rolling through, if you believe in, like the Surgeon General said, you like, yo, I don't mind giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think that you've already given it to him. I got it, you got it, we got it, you know?
Ugh, God.
Yeah, but who wants that?
Well, no, I'm saying if it was somebody that you're dealing with, that's how you're going to justify it to yourself.
Somebody just said he is the walking host of the coronavirus. My husband and I are both working still, and when we get home, we don't even want to hug each other.
Wow.
Well, not that this is applicable to him, but
is Devin from Clearwater Beach? Vincent, you a fool.
Those that are intent, he doesn't have it. But even if you think you might have it, you could be intentionally spreading it. I mean, people could come after you. You got to be careful these days.
Somebody said, I've had a steady booty call since September, and we paused all activities until further notice.
Good
because it's not worth the risk. Stay safe, guys.
Oh, man.
These, I mean, like, and that steady booty call since September. You realize when you're getting steady, and then it just stopped?
Self-love.
That's like, you know what I would put that with? That's like when you be living like I was, and you go into keto, and they got that keto flu.
Yeah.
And you start feeling really bad because the carbs are coming. I mean, your body, if you are used to getting it and now you don't, bruh.
Yeah.
On everything, that's death almost.
Your body's going to go through something really difficult.
You can still get it going to work. Absolutely you can. So, I mean, people moving about, just I wouldn't feel comfortable getting not a random hookup. Random hookup, definitely not. But I'm saying somebody who I actually cared about.
Right.
Boo thing, booty call, friend with benefit, whatever you want to call it. All these people are
stalling it out. He said fantasy chick. Imagine like that one chick you've been trying to get after for years, right? She's single now and she's lonely and she's sexy and she's sending you like booty pictures and all this stuff and she wants you to come over.
There's not I don't know a lot of guys that's going to turn that down.
Right.
That whole
Corona or not.
That you up text.
Right.
Yeah.
You up?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Share
but
my
you know
location.
What, then? But you know what, though? I honestly think I would not do that. I mean, I'm saying if I was in that situation.
Right now.
I couldn't do that. I think you would need to FaceTime each other and just keep it real and, like, make it interesting and then do a coochie coupon.
Yeah, but
like,
Devin.
You know, when we done, this is over, I'm coming over there and we're going to make the furniture move. But right now, let me get you this 4G.
Just be a tease.
Well, Devin's clearly young. And so think about it. Well, yeah, but put yourself in 22-year-old Orlando's shoes. You probably wouldn't.
I was out here wrong.
Right.
I was out here wrong.
I don't feel like Dobby would turn this down. No offense.
I honestly.
I feel like you would still go.
No, if I'm 22, no. I'm stupid. But I ain't have a radio station that's going to have people texting in talking about their situation. Out of the 901, my wife's a school teacher and she's pregnant. Mm. Shout out to Meredith. So they're off and I'm a truck driver. And when I get home, I shower and sterilize before I even touch my wife.
Wow. Good
that,
for you.
That's not just somebody who's worried about the coronavirus. That's somebody who is actually in love with their wife.
Yeah. And we got another text.
Protecting their wife.
It says, my wife and I started sleeping in separate bedrooms. She's in the medical field till further notice.
Yeah. Pornhub changed their name because of this?
Stay Home Hub?
They call it Stay Home Hub?
That's funny.
That's supportive.
Is that real?
I don't know, but I can look it up
okay,
right now.
Okay, that's okay, Mary. You always want to look at the porn. What's that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.